meal. I know you're in Baltimore, but at least you'll have meal when you get back. Well, I don't know. I guess I better start right at the beginning and tell you everything that happened right from the start, and then you'll know. And then, although I wrote so much that I'm not sure that a lot of it won't be repetition. Now, if I sound tired, it's because about 11:30, you know, when I've had kind of a busy schedule coming from Madrid and everything today, but I'm really not. I'm tired in that sense, but I'm not sick or anything. I'm fine, and I feel quite well. And I know that will take a load off your mind. And I will, just let me check the tape, and then I'll start to everything from the beginning. Well, as you know, I really hadn't been feeling awfully up to snuff when I went on the trip to begin with. I was, I was tired. I'd been working awfully hard, and that serum didn't help matters any, but I kind of thought I wouldn't get it because I'd gone 9 days, you know, and they say if you make the 10th, you've got it in the shade. But it's a long 24 hours, I guess. So anyhow, I did get a ride up. Mrs. Lassane and her husband, Veronica and her husband Bob, did drive me up to Sevilla. And I was a little uncomfortable going up. In the morning, well, this is also another story, but it goes along with it, so I'll tell you. You know, Pauline had been home for 3 days, sick with it. And I'd been trying, not awfully successfully, but trying to take care of her and pack and work, too. And it's awfully hard, you know. And so finally, when I was going, she went into the hospital and was admitted. And I was glad for her sake, because there was no one to take care of her. But besides, I really wish she had kind of gone in before, because I couldn't get anything accomplished. The night before, I came home from work, and she was sick, and I was sick, too, and I was trying to pack and everything. So, but that's all water under the dam. She's not here tonight, by the way. Apparently, she's assisting out from the hospital, and she's staying with Kay Howard rather than stay here alone. And, of course, I'm very happy, because it gives me an opportunity to make a tape and talk, and otherwise I'd have to chatter. And then I get unpacked at my own leisure, and enjoyed coming home and being able to get everything done tonight rather than having to spread it over 3 or 4 nights. Well, anyhow, back to the story. And I was beginning to feel a little bit not quite well between Sevilla and Madrid, and Amparo met me in Madrid, and I walked around and all, and I was doing okay. Then when I got on the plane from Madrid to Frankfurt, it really flared up, and I did have a rash on my legs, not like hives, but I can't tell you what it looks like. I still have it. It's not very severe now, but it was quite severe then. And it itched a little bit, but not too much. But my joints, you know, began to freeze, and like an arthritic, and I began to get a lot of edema around them, particularly in my knees and in my ankles. My ankles were terrible, and then my hands. I finally took off my rings because I was afraid I wouldn't be able to get them over my fingers, you know, and they were really in bad shape. And so I couldn't cut my food. I was terribly embarrassed. I was sitting next to a German couple. I kept dropping my knife and fork and things, you know. But and when I got off the plane, as I told you, I did spot a Navy captain, and I went over, and I told him that I was a Navy nurse from Rota, and I was having a reaction to my serum, and that I needed to see a doctor right away, and would he help me? And he got the air police, who got an ambulance. And then, of course, my luggage was lost. Yes, I did get it back, but that goes along with the story. And the Germans are so different from the Spaniards that you have to interject these humorous spots occasionally. Now, a Spaniard would just shrug his shoulders and say, he didn't know, or the luggage wasn't there. Obviously, it's not there. But the German kept insisting that I had a claim check. The claim check said Frankfurt. My luggage had to be there. It was one of those pieces of luggage. Would I please pick out which one was mine? And, of course, by this time, you know, I didn't even care. So they took me over to the dispensary at Rhein-Main, and the doctor looked at me, and he said, well, you're not going on any tour. You're going to the hospital. Besides, you don't have your luggage anyway. So by this time, I had a faint blush of red all over me, and I couldn't walk at all. So they gave me some epinephrine. They thought that might blanch my rosy blush and stimulate my heart action and make me feel a little bit better, but it really didn't affect me at all. While I was there, a woman overheard the conversation. They called, the boys in the dispensary called about the luggage and told them I was being admitted to the hospital and not to send the luggage on to Athens or anything like that, but to keep it in Frankfurt. So a woman, a dependent wife, I don't know who she was, I didn't know her, I do have her name though, took my claim check and everything and said, don't worry, I'll pick up your luggage. And later on, she did, about 2 days later, she called, she'd gone to Rhein-Main, picked up the luggage and put it in the ambulance and had it sent to Wiesbaden for me, which was quite nice. I always say Americans are the nicest people in the world. So I left the hospital, and left the dispensary via ambulance for Rhein-Main, from Rhein-Main for Wiesbaden, which is about a half-hour drive on the Autobahn. And I was actually having a good deal of pain. So the young boy that accompanied me, the young corpsman, was very concerned. He was afraid, I think, that I was going to die. You know, he'd never seen anything like this. Well, neither had I, frankly. And he had them put an extra tank of oxygen in the ambulance, which, of course, they didn't need. And he asked me, please, could he have my hand so he could take my pulse all the way? And I assured him that I was sick, I was going to get better, and I was not going to die on him in the ambulance. But the German got absolutely terrified, and he went, I swear to God, he went 100 miles an hour down that Autobahn with the lights going and the siren and everything. Oh, it was such drama. But anyhow, I was quite relieved when I got to the emergency room, and Major Wilkes, the Air Force nurse, who was a PM supervising, met me along with one of the doctors. And he came in and he looked at me, and well, frankly, the general impression I get is that they didn't think that this horse serum was at all necessary. But I'll talk about that a little bit later. I don't think that it was either, but that's beside the point. Done. What's done is done. So, anyhow, the duty doctor looked at me and said, well, I want to have someone else see you. So they called an intern.